This is the land-based podcast on agentic AI, where we help you understand how human expertise and intelligent automation can come together to enhance your AI-powered projects.
Hey there, and welcome back to our podcast. We're diving into the world of AI and how it's shaking up business strategies. Today, we've got a hot topic for you. Land-based just snapped up Adoris, a startup that's really making a splash in AI-driven inbound marketing.
Yeah, and for those who might not be familiar, Landbase is leading the charge in AI-driven platforms, helping businesses automate their go-to-market strategies. This acquisition is a big move for them, merging outbound and inbound marketing automation like never before.
I'm Ethan, tuning in from sunny San Francisco, and with me is Sophia, all the way from the Big Apple. We're super excited to chat about how this acquisition might just change the game for AI-powered marketing.
Absolutely, Ethan. It's a really exciting development, and we're going to break down what it means for Landbase and the industry at large. So let's get into it.
To start us off, Sophia, could you tell us why this acquisition is such a big deal for Landbase's vision of AI-powered go-to-market strategies?
Sure thing, Ethan. This acquisition is a real game changer because it fits right into Landbase's mission to revolutionize go-to-market strategies with smart automation. By bringing in Adoris's knack for creating custom intent signals, Landbase can now supercharge its inbound marketing game, giving B2B companies a much more robust solution.
That's really interesting, Sophia. And it's worth noting that this comes right after Landbase's impressive $30 million Series A funding. What does that say about their growth path and where they stand in the market?
Well, Ethan, it definitely shows that Landbase is aiming to be a leader in AI go-to-market solutions. This acquisition isn't just about adding capabilities. It's about cementing their place as trailblazers in the field. With the Adoris crew on board, they're set to push innovation and create a platform that melds both inbound and outbound marketing strategies.
Exactly. And speaking of innovation, the term Vibe AI from Landbase's CEO, Daniel Sachs, is pretty intriguing. Can you break down what Vibe AI is and how it fits into this new landscape?
Vibe AI is all about letting users express what they want in plain language, and then the AI smartly handles the rest without needing any tricky interfaces. It means businesses can focus on their big goals while the AI takes care of the nitty-gritty, making everything more efficient and predictable.
That's quite a game changer. It really streamlines the workflow, freeing up businesses to focus on growth. Now let's talk about the merging of outbound and inbound strategies. How does Adoris' know-how in content-driven lead generation boost Landbase's platform?
Great question, Ethan. Adoris has built some pretty advanced systems for generating high-intent signals through content. Their tech, which has been used across niche B2B media networks, will now be part of Landbase's GTM1 Omni model. This mix unlocks new signal types that boost both outbound and inbound performance, giving users a smooth experience.
That's impressive. And with Logan Underwood and Tina Hartel joining the Landbase team, it seems like they're bringing a ton of experience to the table. How do you think their roles will shape the growth of Landbase's inbound marketing capabilities?
Logan Underwood, stepping in as the new head of partnerships, will be key in growing Landbase's partner ecosystem, which is crucial for collaborative growth. Meanwhile, Tina Hartel, now director of product, will be steering the development of inbound marketing features, ensuring Landbase keeps innovating to meet its users' changing needs.
It's clear that Landbase isn't just adding features, but is really building an ecosystem to support their broader mission. As Logan Underwood mentioned, they're tackling a major market pain point by merging inbound and outbound strategies into single omni-channel campaigns. How do you see this shaping the future of marketing?
This approach is really transformative, Ethan. By merging these strategies, Landbase is crafting a more cohesive and efficient marketing process. It lets businesses engage with their audience more effectively, using data and AI to deliver personalized experiences at scale. This could definitely set a new benchmark for how companies handle their go-to-market strategies.
Absolutely, and the start of LinkedIn thought leadership posting is just the tip of the iceberg. Sophia, what future updates can we expect from Landbase as they keep evolving their platform?
We're in for some exciting times. Landbase is planning to expand its inbound capabilities with more publishing channels, advanced engagement analytics, and more signal-based content automation. These updates will make the platform even more essential as the operating system for go-to-market strategies, especially for B2B companies.
That's a lot to look forward to. As we wrap up, what are the key takeaways for our listeners today?
First off, the acquisition of Adoris is a major milestone for Landbase, boosting their inbound marketing capabilities. Then, the merging of outbound and inbound strategies offers a more integrated marketing approach. Finally, with Vibe AI, businesses can look forward to more intuitive and efficient processes, leading to better outcomes.
Thanks, Sophia, for sharing those insights. And thanks to all our listeners for tuning in today. As always, we encourage you to think about how these AI and marketing automation developments might impact your business strategies. Consider how these insights could reshape your approach.
Yes, and if you want to keep up with more episodes, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. Until next time, keep exploring the possibilities of AI-driven innovation.
Thanks, everyone, for joining us on this journey through the world of agentic AI. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe and leave a review. You can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts. Let us know if there are any topics you'd like us to cover in future episodes. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring.